Hey, everybody. Welcome to the very first edition of America's Town Hall with Heidi St. John. I'm Heidi St. John, and I am so glad that you guys have decided to join me for this new venture that I'm doing, just stepping out into the world of politics and talking about what's happening in our country. For those of you who aren't familiar with me, I'm a mother. I have 7 children. I'm a grandmother. I have 3 sweet grandbabies. I'm a business owner. I'm an author. I've written over 7 books. I'm a professional speaker. I'm out on the speaking circuit for a living, really talking about faith and culture and how do these things intersect. In 2016, I began really throwing my hat and my weight as much as I could behind the candidacy of Donald Trump. After I saw that he was onto something, and he's a patriot, and you guys, we can say whatever we want to about Donald Trump, but I'm telling you what, I love the guy. He did something that we haven't seen done in this country for a very long time, and that was stand up for Americans. To stand up for Americans, I believe that he believed, like Ronald Reagan, that freedom is one of the deepest and noblest aspirations of the human spirit. And the truth is right now, you guys, our nation's in trouble. Our nation is in trouble. And we need people to get off the bench and onto the battlefield. And so my husband and I and my family, after praying and talking with people and weighing the pros and cons of whether or not I would put my hat in the ring and step into the political water, decided it was time to do it. Because we need to preserve our way of life. We need for our nation, our government, to stop embracing socialism and instead start finding solutions. And I'm a solutions girl. I mean, this is why we started the nonprofit. When we began to see huge cracks in the facade of the public education system, and we're going to be talking about that here at the show also. What part does the federal government have to play in education, you ask? Well, that's a great question. Let's talk about, not today, but let's talk about Common Core. Let's talk about the money that the federal government hands to the National Educators Association. There's so many things that we can talk about that are tearing right now at the fabric of our country, not the least of which is socialism in our schools being taught to our children. And so I've spent the last 30 years of my life here in Washington State in the 3rd Congressional, raising my family, running businesses, serving my community, and living with the fallout from the decisions that my elected officials have decided it's okay for me to live with, and I'm done. Unlike Jamie Herrera Butler, who I'll be running against, I've been here. And I'm living with the impact of the decisions that people who should never be representing us are making. And I know the district that I come from. And what I don't know, I want to learn. But for me, running for Congress is a natural progression of my life. I grew up here. I've raised my family here. I've served the community here. And now we're serving families starting here in Washington State's 3rd Congressional and then across the nation. And one of the reasons I wanted to do this podcast is because I want to bring people onto the show who can really shed light on some of these issues that we're facing in the country, because most of the issues that we're having are coming down from, I mean, these are problems that are being literally caused by people. So get this, you guys. So this is why I'm so mad. So for all of these years, for 32 years that I've been married and 30 years of raising children, you know, I'm doing the thing, paying my taxes, starting businesses, taking risks. That's what it takes to start a business, by the way. Balancing a budget, teaching my children to be good citizens, don't litter, right? To love the country, teaching them the history of this beautiful nation that we live in called America. You guys, the United States is worth fighting for. It's worth fighting for. And all this time that people like you and me have been raising our children and paying our taxes and going to church and trying to be good citizens, the people that we've been electing to represent us are tearing our nation apart from the inside out. The government spending is out of control. It is completely unsustainable. And I'm watching my grandchildren, right? Just getting started in this life. And what we are leaving them is going to be absolutely backbreaking. We need a warrior. This is a wartime appointment. That's how I see it. And there are lots and lots of ways to serve our country. And I have been serving our country by defending it right here at home and standing for liberty right here at home and engaging with the people that live here and trying to get people off the bench and onto the battlefield. You want to see a warrior? Look at a mama bear whose kids are being threatened by communism in our schools and fascism in our streets. That's exactly what's happening. And I love this country. I love this country. And it breaks my heart to see what's happening to it. And so I'm in the process right now of just getting a great lineup of guests on here. We're going to talk about everything from education to balancing the budget to border security to the need for strong protections around our Second Amendment, which, by the way, that's in the news right now. Are you guys watching this at all? So the Supreme Court has decided to hear a case regarding the Second Amendment. And wow. I mean, I was surprised. They have not heard, as far as I understand, they have not taken a case about the Second Amendment in about 10 years. So this is a major case. This is backed by the National Rifle Association. And the issue is whether or not New Yorkers can carry concealed handguns while they're in public. Now, I'm always like, I don't understand how these are even making it to the court. I'm like, do you guys not know the Constitution? Pretty sure that the Constitution teaches us that the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Pretty sure that's what it says. But this challenge to a New York state law restricting the ability of residents to carry concealed handguns in public could result in the most consequential ruling related to the Second Amendment in over a decade. And so it's kind of a big deal. So I'll give you guys a little bit of background from Axios. The handgun licensing law in New York State has been on the books since 1913. People carrying handguns in public must demonstrate, quote, proper cause in order to have a license, such as hunting or store protection. However, those types of licenses only allow gun owners to use their firearm for that specific purpose. Those who seek an unrestricted license to carry must, quote, demonstrate a special need for self-protection distinguishable from that of the general community or of persons engaged in the same profession, according to the law. Now, right now, the court has a 6-3 conservative majority. And so as a gun owner myself, and, I grew up in the country. And we learned to shoot when we were kids. And it's funny because the school shootings, we got issues with the hearts of human beings. You guys, the issues are not with guns. You cannot legislate the human heart, but I digress. So with a 6-3 conservative majority, there's a very strong potential that gun owners and Second Amendment advocates and freedom lovers could get a major victory out of this. So they haven't litigated the reach of the Second Amendment since rulings in 2008 and 2010 struck down gun regulations in D.C. and Chicago. So the justices are going to consider, quote, whether the state's denial of petitioners' applications for concealed carry license for self-defense violated the Second Amendment. This is what the court said in their blog on Monday. And so they're probably going to hear the case this fall. That's a big deal. And it's one that we should be watching very, very closely, because now that Justice Amy Coney Barrett is on the court and we have a solidified conservative court, we actually have a shot at it. And sometimes people will write into me. And by the way, I'm going to link back to in the show notes a form that you guys can fill out. So if you want to submit questions to me here at the show, then we can start talking about the issues that you guys want to talk about. But I'm going to start just, you know, hammering down on why I think it's so important that we defend the Second Amendment. I think we need to understand first that the Constitution doesn't give us any rights. I'm going to say that again, louder for the people in the back. We don't get our rights from the Constitution. The Constitution affirms that we got our rights already from God. So it affirms rights that we already have for the purpose of safeguarding them. And so when you see that the Constitution says the right of the people to keep and bear arms isn't given by the language above. Instead, our right to keep and bear arms, which exists outside the Constitution, is protected then from infringement. So in the Second Amendment, it mentions a militia, right? A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. So the militia is mentioned as the goal for the protection of our right to keep and bear arms. So not a requirement. So I read this sort of a helpful analogy from an unknown author, and it goes like this. A well-educated electorate being necessary for the preservation of a free society, that's the goal. The right of people to read and compose books shall not be infringed. So you guys see how they're the same? So if you use that analogy, it should be easy to see that the right to read and compose books is not reserved only to those who are registered voters and well-educated. Instead, it's the goal of having a well-educated electorate for which the tools of education are needed. And in the same way, our right to keep and bear arms is protected in the event a well-regulated militia is needed to defend our country. I was flying home the other day from Austin, Texas, having had the privilege of speaking there. And I watched again, I think it was 2000, you guys have to let me know, but I watched the movie, The Patriot. I always cry at that, and you know, watching that movie, it's just what this country went through to be free from King George is amazing. And recognizing that one of the only reasons that we are as free as we are and the government hasn't encroached further than it has is because we have the ability to defend ourselves. Have you noticed that in communist countries, that's the first thing they do is take your weapons from you and leave you utterly defenseless? It's true. And this idea that criminals aren't going to have guns if we ban them is ridiculous. Law-abiding citizens are going to obey the law. It's the criminals that don't. That's how life works. Right? Isn't that the definition of a criminal? Somebody who doesn't obey the law. And so these people are like, take the guns away. You cannot legislate the human heart. So not only will a gun ban not work, it's going to ensure that the only people that have guns are, wait for it, criminals. So we're teaching our children that it's good for them to know how to defend themselves. And as we consider what's going on in our government right now, and you can see Joe Biden taking direct aim at our ability to keep and bear arms, let's keep that in mind. We have to understand what the role of government is. And that's a great question, isn't it? What is the role of government? So we're gonna tackle what is the role of government. Why is it so important that we protect the Second Amendment? Why is it so important that we stand against socialism? Guys, people need to understand what socialism is. And I think this is a large part of the problem in the culture right now, right? So people write into me all the time and they say, hey, I don't know how to get off the bench and onto the battlefield. Well, the very first thing to do is get educated about what is happening in our country. So when we don't have an educated electorate, then we're going to struggle to understand the issues, and we're going to continue in this cycle of going, wow, I didn't know that was happening, you know, until it's too late. Until it's too late. So it absolutely matters. This assault right now against our free speech that's happening, for goodness sake. There's so many things right now that we need to be aware of. Not the least of which is border security. And I've got a couple of guests coming on just specifically to talk about that. But we need to understand something about America. America is a sovereign nation. How do you discern that? Well, because we have identifiable borders. And so we secure them and we defend them. And you guys look at your history. Countries go to war over border disputes, including but not limited to, airspace. We read stories all the time about airspace being violated. That's how serious countries take their sovereignty. Except for here in the United States. Except for under the Biden administration and the radical left and the Democrats who want open borders. In Washington State right now, I read a story in the news. I'll see if I can't find it and link to it. But I read a story in the news out of Renton. I mean, this is a crazy town that a family who operates a foster care home for at-risk teenagers were told, you got to move. You got to vacate your Renton home to make room for migrant children. These children who are unaccompanied youth coming across the border, which, by the way, this completely, you know, lackadaisical approach that the Biden administration has toward our borders puts us in danger. And now we're watching an impact directly here in Washington State as a foster family is basically getting kicked out of their home. And the kids that are there are being displaced and put into other homes so that this home can be used for unaccompanied minors, for migrant children. So now that leaves this family without a place to call home. It's senseless. It's absolutely senseless. The couple that they're kicking out, by the way, have fostered about 20 children over the years. And the house is owned by a nonprofit organization. This is the way I understand it. That's owned by a nonprofit organization along Lake Washington. So it's part of a campus of facilities that's owned by an organization called Friends of Youth. So a nonprofit based in Kirkland. And these guys decided that they're going to kick out these people that are taking care of at-risk foster teens to, quote, pursue a different strategic vision. So keep in mind, unaccompanied youth is the term that the federal government uses to describe more than 10,000 children who crossed the U.S.-Mexico border in recent weeks without an adult accompanying them. Why are they doing that? They're doing that because they know that nothing's going to happen to them. They're doing that because they know that Biden is a fan of open borders. You guys, without borders, we don't have a country. And so we're not anti-immigrant. We're pro-legal immigration. America is a nation of legal immigrants. And almost every immigrant that I know is so proud to be part of this nation because they came over here legally. They waited to get in. They were welcomed in. And they became citizens of the country. We must have strong borders. We must have border security. And so as we continue to, you know, talk about what's going on in the country, and as I hear from you, and I'm going to be looking forward to that, by the way, but I'm going to leave you with this. You guys, we've got a long history of immigration, and much of what has made America a great country has been the result of people coming to our country to make a new life for themselves and make a new life for their families. So legal immigration is and always will be a beautiful and important part of what makes America a great country. But illegal immigration is hurting us. It hurts our national economy. It hurts the security of our citizens. MS-13 gangs are terrorizing American citizens. And American taxpayers, guess what? You guys are paying for it. You're covering their health care and welfare costs. And so we got to get serious about border security. I would oppose sanctuary cities. What a joke. That's ridiculous. You guys want to see what how well that's working? Go to Seattle. Go to Portland. And I absolutely support building a wall on the southern border. I think it's hysterical to me, the hypocrisy of the Democrats. Because most of these guys that are opposed to walls have walls around, wait for it, their houses. Why? Because they know that it works. They know that it works. So I supported President Trump in securing America's border. I think, like I said again, without a border, we don't have a country. We don't have a country. So I hope to hear from you guys in the days to come. I'm going to put a form up here and I'll link back to it in the show notes today. And I want you to ask, let's have the conversation. Who would you guys like to talk to? Who would you like to hear from? What questions do you have for me with regard to policy? What is the role of Congress? Let's talk about what Congress can do, particularly. My friend Mike Donnelly is going to come on here next week, but particularly as it relates to adjudicating the last election, so the election of 2020. Because if we don't have voter integrity, if we can't have election integrity, then people won't trust our elections. And by the way, they want you to be disenfranchised by that. They want you to be frustrated and discouraged and not trust the elections and therefore just give up and stop voting. We must never do that. We can never, ever, ever give up. We cannot give up. And I'm not going to give up. And I know a lot of you are listening to this going, I just don't trust my politicians anymore. And there's a reason for that. They're not trustworthy. And so we have an opportunity right now to send somebody new to Washington, D.C. to represent Washington State's 3rd Congressional. I'm going to link back to Jamie Herrera Butler's conservative score, which, by the way, she scores 40. She's not a conservative. She's definitely not. And, you know, we keep talking about hold the line. You guys, we can't hold the line anymore. They've pushed us so far over the cliff. I believe our nation is in peril. We are in peril of losing our freedoms, of losing the nation that we love and that so many people have fought and died for. And it's time for us to take it back. America is worth fighting for. And I know that you guys are concerned about what's happening in the country right now. And I want to hear from you. So go on over to the podcast today and scroll down to the show notes. You will see a link and I'd love to hear from you. And since this is just the first episode, we're still trying to find our sea legs over here. So once I kind of get an idea about what's important to you and what you guys want to talk about and the guests that you would like to hear from, we're going to continue to sort of put more meat on the bones here at the podcast. This podcast will never have sponsors. It will never be monetized. And this allows me to just speak as freely as I want to speak. And speaking of freely, you can find me and my run for Congress at HeidiSt.JohnForCongress.com. We are raising money right now. And even if you're listening to this and I am not in your state, this is a seat at the table. These elections are important and elections have consequences. So even if you are in Montana or Arizona or New Jersey or New Mexico, helping me get a seat at the table helps you because it's another voice for freedom. And we need all the voices for freedom that we can get. We need people who will stand up to the radical left and to the ideas of the Democrats and to Nancy Pelosi's crazy agenda in the House of Representatives. It is absolutely mind-boggling what is happening to our country right now under the watch of the radical left and the Democrats who are taking this country down a road that we will have a very hard time recovering from. So you guys can help me. We have a huge fundraising goal to meet by the end of June. You can sign up to give monthly. You can sign up to give just whatever is comfortable for you to give. But we need your help. HeidiSt.JohnForCongress.com. By the way, you can get a really cool shirt too. Kind of this really fun teal blue shirt that says Heidi St. John for Congress. And on the back, it has a map of Washington State and it says off the bench. It's time to get off the bench, you guys. Every single one of us. Put our money where our mouth is. Put our feet to the pavement and start moving and not sitting on our couches anymore and hoping that this thing is going to get better. It's only going to get better when people who love this country decide that it's worth fighting for and worth getting involved in. So I appreciate you guys listening. I appreciate you supporting me in my run for Congress. Again, that's HeidiSt.JohnForCongress.com. And go to the show notes today and let us know what kind of issues you'd like to talk about, who you'd like to hear interviewed, and how we can do a good job here of just educating listeners about what's happening in our country. America is a nation that's worth fighting for. And I know you guys believe that too. And together we're going to fight for it. And we're going to pray and we're going to ask the Lord to help us along the way. Have a great day, everybody. And I'll see you back here soon.